You can endure without stirring your mind, without negativity. Don't go and label it as painful sensation that you don't like. Like I mentioned there, you want to push it away. It becomes what? Ill will, aversion, arasana. And there is a mental hindrance. Then it will hinder your mind from entering the meditative state. Then how can you break free? It will become very painful, arasana. But if you accept it, don't label it, endure, stay with it, means awareness and the thing. Then like the flowering of thought, the very flowering of that thought that has a content of consciousness or that sensation, which is painful, which is dependent orienting, that one will cease, understand not? Why it cease? Because no more wrong thought, no more energy. Then what take over? Your awareness, which is sati, take over. Then the pain is gone, completely gone. You try it. Yeah. In fact, quite a few Kayamita tried it before. Yeah. So pain is not an issue. You can overcome it when you have the understanding. So the key thing is don't create mental hindrance. Otherwise, it will hinder your mind from entering the meditative state of inner peace, inner calmness, and inner awareness to realize the true mind. Then sati cannot take over because you created the hindrance. So sati can only take over if you can accept the reality of the moment of what is, what happened, then be at peace with it. Means awareness and the emotion as one. Then weakness, how it sees. Like Jay Krishnamurti say, the very flowering of that emotion or that thought is the very ending of that thought. Because that thought that has the content of consciousness, which is the sensation, from pure feeling, it has developed until you label it as painful feeling. And that is a emotion which is negative. You have aversion towards it. You have dislike towards it. You want to push it away or do away with it. So that is a hindrance. So understand all this. Even nice feeling, nice sensation, you know, like the peace, the tranquility, the stillness. If you grab it, what happened? Well, you like that feeling there. You create what? Sensual desire. And it's also a hindrance. You know? And then after that, God. Then you come and ask, I really enjoy, you know, because I progress, you know, my mind like that, but doesn't last one, no. Yeah, I want to ask me, how to make it last, no? The Buddha already said, condition arising world. When condition cease to be, it cease to be. Why? You create sensual desire, you attach, you cling, and then with that craving, you think that state can remain. Cannot. Understand? Unless you take drug, stimulate you, then you hallucinate. Then, maybe after that, the drug addict, that moment, like heaven. No? But after they wake up, they become addict. No? Yeah, they depend on that drug. Understand? So when you become like that, means you don't know how to cultivate. You don't know how to develop this. You only want to buy all those, what they call, ecstasy pill. Huh? Is it correct, the word? The kids nowadays, the younger generation. You heard of ecstasy pill? Give rise to ecstasy sensation and feeling. So now, good money. What? And there are a lot of youngsters not have enough money. They go and push all this. That's why in a lot of countries, it's a major problem. I was told our country also got a lot of this type of thing going on. It's happening everywhere. So when you have all this understanding, you will not be deluded until you succumb to all these things. Understand? You want to have the good life, the good mind state. Develop them. Understand? Like your ambition, your career. Be sincere, work towards it, and realize it. So when you have the Dhamma understanding, you can also train your mind until no more heedless. hateful. And hateful living, when you understand it, when you realize it, it is so beautiful as against last time, the heedless way of living. Heedless way suffer a lot, one, a lot of problem, one. Then the mind, very, very restless, one. A lot of what they call sankhara activity, which are very detrimental to your physical health, your mental health, and also your life. Of course, it comes with some excitement, that's not, where you have the means, maybe you got money, then you become heedless, so you do all the funny things. But if you know the Dhamma, you don't have to do all those things, and yet you can have that type of mind, which is not the hot type, excited type, the what they call luring, exciting type. This one is tranquility, stillness, clarity, aware, understanding. Which one you prefer? If you choose the other one, there is another part is the level of sensuality, understand? It's so high, you know. Because you can have a lot of things that really like entertain you, no? And the latest one is China one, the game. Yeah. I think something like that, fascinating. That is a word that I use. It's a very appropriate way. So now China realized later, Wukong, siao, everybody playing that game. You all have played that game, but don't worry, you can go and try. You have the Dhamma, why you worry? These are technology, they are here to stay. They cannot affect you, but you see the beauty of how this thing. That's why I watch the TV one. Ticket to Indulgence in the early day. And now they got a new series of Secret Life of the Filthy Rich. Astro. So all this, if you see it can affect you, means you don't have the Dhamma yourself. Like the Buddha say, he reprimanded Ananda. Ananda say, there is somebody who came there, the teacher teach very good. See no evil, hear no evil, peaceful. Understand? The Buddha reprimanded Ananda. When did I teach you like that? Ananda cannot live like that. Everything also like the monkey, the eyes closed, the ear closed. Then what happened? There is no life, understand? It's just like somebody asked me, he said, Bertil, the direct seeing, pure seeing, you mean like the baby? Of course, the baby, the memory not developed, that's why it's pure direct seeing, but no use, understand? I say it must be a human being with the brain, with all the rubbish inside there, and yet you can direct see. That one is a real one, understand? So it's similar, understand? When you have all this rubbish also, you cannot be affected. See that Wukong type of game also can affect you. Like that, what type of transformation is it? Understand? That's why I want to understand a lot of things about the world and the civilization. And life is so exciting. Understand? You can explore. But please, don't say, Brother Teo, say like that. You're going to go and try drugs. Then go and try all. Please. Then go and try weapon. Go and buy like US, then shoot here, shoot there. Please. That is not what I want you to do. There are certain things cannot try on. One way traffic one. Cannot try. That's why the precept. We undertake the training rule to abstain from what? Intoxicant. Understand? Drug and all that. But this one cannot. Once you touch it, you already very difficult already. But of course, there are people who come out of it, understand? But unless you have the paramita. But when you have the paramita, you won't get entangled with that one, understand? I mean, in the past, you must have sold drugs before, understand? Then now you become the victim. You go and buy drugs, understand? But this is how you cheat people, understand? Exploit people. That's why how you go and end up visiting doctors that are bogus or non-ethical, or the bomo, those things, or the fortune teller. You cannot scam back. Past life, you also involved in all this syndicate doing all this. So the Buddha say, you reap what you sow. That's why all evil must be avoided, means this. Don't go and do any of this. Don't go and think, ayah, nobody know one. And sometimes they work in the government department. They say, Akong Elui. You know what is Akong Elui? It's like your grandfather's money. Yeah, government, like everything you can abuse and take, cannot. Because this law of karma is very powerful. You reap what you sow. You are born of it, heir to it, conditions, but you are what you are because for cultivator of the way, they will know this very clearly. I used to tell Kahemita last night, after 1989, he showed it to me. In Hokkien, they say, Bu kao lu bu xiong xin. We are the nature's law like that. It keep on hitting back. And let you see. Cannot violate. Thing is just the way it is. Suchness. Ta-ta-ta. Finish. That's why this type of training, it awaken you. It's not a knowledge one. It is a wisdom, an understanding. And from there, you cannot do already one. You cannot revert back already one. The heedful way and the heedless way is world of a different. Okay?